哎，平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我们在这一个美好的周末，而且是一年的结束，我们能够有这样的机会聚集在一起。
We thank the Lord that we can gather together in such a beautiful weekend, and even at the end of the year.
上一次来的时候是下雨下得很厉害。
I remember last time I was here, it was pouring quite heavily.
这一次来的时候是。我们那里下雪下得很厉害，这里晴天晴空万里。
Yeah, and as I come in your midst this time, it's heavy snow where I come from, but yet here it is very bright and sunny.
所以主显然偏爱你们。
And obviously the Lord is very partial toward you.
这一次，我在主面前为这个聚会祷告的时候。
As I was waiting in prayer before the Lord for this conference,
因为大会没有给主题
because the conference did not give me a theme to speak on.
要我自己到主面前等候，看主要给我们什么样的负担
that I had to come before the Lord and wait before Him to see what burden He would give to me.
我想，我们今年08年。我们从年头一直到现在，我们经历了许许多多惊天动地的大事。
I believe that throughout the year, from the beginning of 08 to the end, we have experienced quite several events of earth-shattering events.
一开始今年的开始，我去中国的时候，我看到一个从来没有看见过的大的冰雪。
And when I went to visit China at the beginning of the year, I went into a great ice snowstorm that I've never encountered before.
以前我冬天从北美飞到大陆的时候
before when I would fly from North America to China, even in the winter time,
我看到的是西伯利亚有雪，东北有雪。
Now, I see that in Siberia there is snow, and even in the northeast there is snow.
但是今年我去的时候那边都没有雪雪通通搬到南边去了从中国的南长江开始一直到香港以北全被冰雪覆盖
Yet this time the snow was not in those regions but it was moved to the southern region from 香江 to all the way to Hong Kong in that region it was covered with snow
造成中国很大很大的破坏
and has a created much damage, severe damage to China.
然后就是大地震，我们大家都知道的。
And then we,
四川大地震。
We know of the great earthquake that happened in China in Sichuan in later the year.
然后美国有许许多的大龙卷风，都是破纪录。
Even there are many great hurricanes here in the U.S. that are record-breaking.
然后你就看到加州的大火也是破纪录的火烧。
Likewise, you can see the great fires that were in California, and they had a lot of damage and also record shattering.
然后就是现在从9月16号开始的金融海啸。
And you can also see then of the financial crisis that began.
Tsunami.
And that the financial tsunami that began since September 16.
这个大的震动是破坏是超过2001年的911
and the damage the losses was even greater than the damages in 2001 because of 911
都发生在9月刚刚好七个年头过去了
it also happened in September and that is exactly 7 years later
所以这么多的事情一件一件当然还有很多其他我没有时间去讲但是我只是举这么几个简单的例子你就能够感觉我们现在所处的时代时间是怎么样的特别
There are many many other examples that I do not have time to go into but even from those few examples alone you're able to realize the time and age the generation which we live in today
你注意看我们个人所经历的家庭所经历的教会所经历的在这些日子里头都有很特别的事情发生
You're able to realize and see even individually or in our family units or in the church what we experience there are many special unique things that happen
正如希伯来书所说的我要震动地我也要震动天
Just as it is written for us in Hebrews, I will shake the heavens and the earth.
我们正在这一个大的震动的里头。
And we're truly living in the midst of this great shaking.
把希伯来书的作者告诉我们，凡能够被震动的，都要被挪去。
And the author of Hebrews tells us that all that is shaken will be taken away.
只有那不震动的国能够永存。
But only that kingdom which is not able to be shaken would be everlasting.
所以今天我们个人也好，整个的教会也好，我们都要经过这个大的震动。
Therefore, individually or as a church, we will all go through this shaking.
年轻人，现在可能你的 job 开始要 lost 了。
Now, perhaps for the younger ones, you might lose your jobs.
年长的你要退休了，好，像我这种年龄的人该退休了，你的 401k 已经去掉一半了。
Now, perhaps for those who are my age and it's almost time to retire, yet your 401k has lost half the value.
所以我们所有年龄的人，我们都面临一个严重的考验。
Therefore, no matter what age group you're in, you're going through a severe testing.
到底我们这一生，我们所努力，我们所累积的这一切，有什么有永远的价值？现在正是考验的时间。
That is all that we have worked hard for throughout our life, all that we have accumulated. It is our testing time now. What is of eternal value?
所以我觉得，我相信这个感觉不是单单在我个人身上，所有在主面前有追求的弟兄姊妹，你如果不是在做梦的话，你应该知道。Something going on. 现在有很大的事情正在进行。
Now I believe that it's not only for myself, but for brothers and sisters who have a heart to pursue after the Lord. Unless you're dreaming, you know there is something going on now.
所以我的负担就是我们下面要读的这段圣经。
Therefore, my burden is in this passage that we'll be looking into now.
请打开启示录第一章。
Please turn open to Revelation chapter 1.
我们要从第一节念到第三节。
We'll read from verses 1 through 3.
启示录第一章
Revelation chapter 1
第一节
verse 1
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servantsthings which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
John bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw.
念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日子近了，日期近了。
Blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
注意最后的几个字。
Pay attention to these last words.
这次我有负担来跟弟兄姊妹交通巴摩海岛的意象，是根据最后这四个字。
This time, as I have a burden to share with brothers and sisters, the vision at Patmos is based on these last few words.
这四个字说，日期近了。
These words read, for the time is at hand.
那你会问，这四个字是讲什么日期？
Perhaps you may ask, these four words, the time is near, what time is it referring to?
那你往后走就找到了。
If you read on, then you'll find this.
你到第七节他就说了。
If you read verse 7, it says,
看哪,
Behold,
驾云降临, 众目要看见他, 连刺他的人也要看见他, 地上的万族都要因他哀哭, 这话是真实的, Amen.
Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, Amen.
所以这里说的日期近了，不是说你结婚的日子近了。
Therefore, when it says the time is near, it's not that your time for marriage is near.
也不是说你发财的日子近了。
It's not the time is near for you to gain riches.
这都不重要。
And、those are not important.
这一个重要的日期是什么呢
？What is this important date?
就是所有基督徒心中所等候的，从耶稣基督第一次来一直到今天。
That is in the hearts of all the Christians. Their hearts are longing for this day since the Lord came the first time until this day.
这已经过了将近两千年了。
It has almost been 2,000 years.
超过两千年了。
It's over 2,000 years.
这么多的圣徒在等候的那个日子。
This is the day which all the saints are waiting for.
什么日子
？What day is that?
就是耶稣亲口应许的日子。
And that is the day that the Lord Himself have promised.
什么日子？他说他要。驾云降临。
What day is that? That is that he cometh with clouds.
哎呀，历史历代有成千上万的人都在等候这伟大的日子。
Throughout the generation, there are millions, multitudes that are waiting for this day.
可能百万都不够，要送亿万的人圣徒。
Perhaps not only in the millions, but even in the billions.
这么多的圣徒都在等这个伟大的日子。现在圣经说。
All these saints are waiting for this day. Now the scripture says the time is near.
当然，从第一世纪的圣徒说近了，跟今天我们二十一世纪的圣徒说近了，有很大的差别。
Of course, there is a great difference from the saints who said the time is near in the first century, and for us in the 21st century that we say the time is near.
我们的确指日可待。
Indeed, the day is at hand.
所以。我这一次跟弟兄姊妹要把启示录做轮廓性的来讲解。
Therefore, I want to spend the time with brothers and sisters to have an overview of the book of Revelation.
这本书有22章圣经。
There are 22 chapters in this book.
我总共是四堂的机会来跟大家交通。
And I have 4 times with brothers and sisters.
我在天大的本领也没有这个本事四堂把22章圣经都讲完。
Even if I had a greater capacity, there's no way that I can speak on all 22 chapters in these 4 sessions.
你有兴趣可以上网慢慢听。
If you have the interest, you can go online to listen to it slowly.
但是我盼望这四堂的信息主的灵能够激动我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
But my desire is that through this time together, that the Spirit of God can move all the brothers and sisters.
让我们能够知道神在这个最后的一段路启示给每一个神的儿女。
So that in this last path ahead of us, what God reveals to each child of His,
透过他的仆人使徒约翰。
Through his servant, the Apostle John.
来把这个最在最后一段日子最重要的一个启示要让我们每一个基督徒都明白。
In these last days, this very important revelation for all Christians to understand.
到底我们在这末后的这段日子，我们会经过什么
？That is, in these last days, what is it that we will go through?
我们应该怎么样用什么样的心态来等候迎接这个伟大的日子
？That is, what is our attitude as we wait and prepare for this great day?
盼望用这二十二章的圣经，我们能够看见一个轮廓性的。描述。
May we through these 22 chapters see a very good overview of this book.
那么，起码你有了这一个轮廓性的了解，然后你自己再去好好读的时候就容易一点。
At the very least, when we have a good grasp of the overview, so when we read into it ourselves, we can have a better understanding.
那么在第九节的时候
，In verse 9 here,
他说：“我约翰，就是你们的弟兄。”和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以在这个地方，我们很清楚地知道。这本书的作者是使徒约翰。
Therefore, here it very clearly tells us the author of this book is the Apostle John.
而他看见这个异象的时候，不是在他执事的早年，而是在他执事的晚年。
And the time when he saw this vision was not early in his ministry, but at the latter time of his ministry.
而且不是在家里一个舒服的环境里头。
And it was not at home in a very comfortable environment.
在他90多岁的高龄，他在一个孤单的海岛，叫做巴摩海岛上。
But it was in a very elderly age, in his 90s, he was alone on this island, Patmos.
他不是去 Hawaii take vacation, 不是。
He is not going on vacation in Hawaiian Islands.
他乃是被当代的皇帝窦米田，罗马的暴君，把他放逐在这个荒岛上。
But he was put in exile on this island by the Roman tyrant Domitian.
对，在这个第一世纪的时候
，That is in the first century，
有两个有名的暴君逼迫基督徒。
There are two very infamous tyrants that persecuted Christians。
一个是在60年代的时候。
One was in the 60 AD。
那个时候是这个暴君，他的名字叫做尼禄。这个我们大家都应该听过。
We're very familiar with this name of this tyrant Nero, and that is in 60 AD.
那么他曾经把焚烧罗马城的罪名套在基督徒身上。
He had accused the Christians of burning the city of Rome and placed that crime upon the Christians.
那么然后在那一段大逼迫的里头，彼得寻到了，保罗寻到了。
In that great persecution,Peter and Paul, they were both martyred.
然后又过了30年。
And then 30 years later,
又有一个大的暴君，就是现在我们讲的窦米田。
There is yet another great tyrant, and that is the one we know as Domitian now.
他也是起来大逼迫基督徒。
He also rose up to persecute the Christians greatly.
那个时候，他就逮捕教会唯一的德高望重的老使徒，就是使徒约翰。
At that time, he arrested the only apostle left, that was the apostle John, who was held in high esteem, and he arrested him.
因为他年纪这么大了。
Because he was so elderly.
皇帝用不着去用刀杀死他。
The tyrant, the emperor, didn't need to slaughter him with the sword.
就把他放到荒岛上去。
Just have put him in exile on the island.
一个九十岁的老弟兄。
This is an older brother in his 90s.
在一个荒岛上
on an island by himself.
如果没有一个好的老姐妹来照顾的话，是活不了的。
If there was not a very good sister to take care of him, then it's very difficult for him to live on.
所以皇帝知道他这个老先生就这么放逐一下就差不多了。
So the emperor thought, oh, I'll just put him in exile for some time, and that's it, the end of him.
人也不敢碰他。
No one would go near him.
他是孤零零的一位。老使徒。
And he was this old apostle alone by himself.
好像被世界弃绝了。
It seems like he was put in exile by the world.
如果你把你自己放在他的位置上来思想。
Now, if you place yourself in John's shoes and consider this.
他从年轻就开始被主呼召出来传道。
When he was young, he was called by the Lord to serve the Lord and to serve the Lord.
忠心的服侍主。有六七十年。
He served the Lord faithfully for 60-70 years.
照人说，现在应该是终享天年呐、在家养老啊。
In our mind, we should think now he should retire and rest comfortably, enjoying himself at home.
不能够抱曾孙，最起码能够抱孙子了。
If he does not have great grandson, at least he should have some grandchildren now.
但是没有想到。他现在是孤单单的在这一个荒岛上。
Yet he was all alone on this island.
前途是什么？
What is his future?
等死吗？
He is waiting for death?
可怜自己吗？
Is he going to have pity upon himself?
没有。
No.
好像对世界弃绝，可是他的主，圣经说，爱他的这位耶稣。
And yet, it seems as he was forsaken by the world, but the scripture says, his Lord who loves him.
在一个主日。
On the Lord's day.
他就忽然间听见他的背后有声音向他说话。
He heard a great voice behind him speaking.
他转过身来一看，就是他所亲爱的主耶稣基督。
He turned and to behold his beloved Lord Jesus.
所以主就把他最重要的话，最后的八个大的意象赐给他的老仆人。
Therefore, for these very important words at the end, these eight great visions he gave to his elderly servant.
因为这段话是非常的重要。
That's because these words are extremely important.
这八个意象是关乎主耶稣在末后的时代所要完成的旨意，他的道路，他的方向，他的内容， 完整的这八个意象启示给我们。
That is through these eight visions, this was revealed to John in how the Lord is going to end this time and the path that he is to take to accomplish his will.
那这本书有什么宝贵的地方呢？
Now, what is the preciousness of this book?
我想六十六卷圣经你都读过以后，你会发现这一卷有一个特别的应许。
Now, I believe that after you read all 66 books in the Bible, there is a special promise here.
这是这本书独有的。
And this is unique only to Revelation.
主耶稣跟他讲。
The Lord Jesus said to him,
凡念，这是第三节。
It's verse 3. Blessed is the one who read.
你念这个书。
If you read this book.
那你说我是大字，一个字也不认识，那你就听，你就听这个书。
Oh, you say, I don't know how to read. Well, then it says, if those who hear the words of this prophecy.
有遵守的人。
And keep those things in it.
神就答应怎么样？
What does God promise?
要给你一个特别的恩典，特别的祝福。
God will give you a special blessing.
这是别的书没有这样特别指明的说，只有这本书。他说，你只要念，你只要听，然后去遵守，你就有福了。
There's no other promise in the other books except unique to this book. Says, blessed is the one who read and hear and keep the words in this book.
所以今天我们在坐在这里的每一个弟兄姊妹
，Therefore all the brothers and sisters seated here today
都应该能够符合这第三节的标准。
We should all be able to meet the qualifications here.
所以大家是什么
？Therefore what are we?
有福的
We are blessed.
Amen.
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 这本书要带给我们大的福气。
This book will give us great blessing.
但是不是发财。
But it's not for riches.
也不是要生儿养女。
It is not for us to be fruitful and multiply.
这本书要给我们的福气是我们这次特会要一起得着的。
The blessing which this book promised to us is for all of us to gain together.
所以我想日期已近了。
Therefore, these words, the time is at hand.
我们一面来讲是喜乐。
On the one hand, we're joyful.
因为我们所爱的主马上就要回来了。
Because our beloved Lord will come quickly.
但是另一面
Yet, on the other hand,
我们里面会有一个焦虑。
Within, we also are anxious and worried.
这个焦虑是什么呢
？What were we worrying about？
就是说，主回来的时候，他说他要算账嘛。
That is when the Lord returns, he says he will settle account.
这个算账这两个字，我们没有人喜欢听啊。
Now none of us like these words to settle account.、
我不知道你有没有听过有人跟你说我要找你算账。
I don't know if you have heard these words from another person. I'm going to come look for you, settle account with you.
这个不太舒服哈。
Now when we hear those words, we feel uncomfortable.
但这两个字是主耶稣亲口说的哦。
No, but the Lord Himself said these words.
在哪里说过啊
？Where are these words found?
在主马太福音的比喻里面讲到。
In the parables of Matthew, it's told to us.
他说我要回来，我要跟我的仆人算账。
He says, I will return and I will settle accounts with my servants.
因为有的拿五千两，有的拿两千两，有的拿一千两。
Because there are some with 5,000 and some with 2,000 and some with 1,000.
所以我们每一个人主都给了我们恩赐。
Therefore, each one of us, the Lord has given us gifts.
主人一回来，我们这些仆人就开始几家欢乐，几家愁。
Therefore, then when the Lord is returned, the servants, some will be joyful and some others will be worried and anxious.
为什么？
Why?
我们都做过学生呢。
Because we are all students before.
学生天不怕地怕就怕考试啊。
And the students are afraid of nothing except for quiz time.
对不对？
Is that
一考试一来也是几家欢乐几家愁。
It's the same principle. When the testing comes, then some students are joyful and others are worried.
而且joyful 的大概是 minority, worried 是 majority.
Now, maybe few students are joyful, but the majority of them will be worried.
我做学生的时候，我是属于那个 majority.
When I was a student, I was part of the majority.
我们班上有一些少数的人是，他是叫做大考大玩，小考小玩，不考不玩。
And there are some in my class that says that when the time comes when there is a big test, then they will just go out and play. When there's small quiz, they will still go out and play a little less, but when there's no testing, then they don't play at all.
我是倒过来的人。
But I'm the one who does the opposite.
所以每一次到考试就紧张哦。
Therefore, each time the testing comes, I'm very anxious.
我们大部分人都是这个样子的咯。
I think most of us are that way.
那现在主回来，他是要跟我们算账的时候，就好像学生面对考试是一样的原则。
Therefore, when the Lord comes, returns to settle account with us, it's just like the students facing test time. It's the same principle.
所以我想，我们知道那个日子近了，下面我们要。 有的一个感觉就是说，我预备好了没有？
Therefore, when we know the time is nearer, then the feeling, the attitude we have is, are we ready?
而且怎么预备？
And how is it that we can be prepared?
所以我想，这就是主为什么把这一个圣经最后的一本书启示给他所爱的约翰。
Therefore, this is the reason why God revealed this book, the last book to his beloved Apostle John.
上一次我来这个camp的时候，那个年代还没有GPS.
Last time when I came to this campsite, we didn't have the GPS yet.
我什么时候开始认识GPS的威力？
When did I discover the power of GPS?
是有一次你们的吴长老。
And that's one time when your elder Wu, about 2 years ago,
那个时候很稀奇，那个东西刚刚出来没有多久。
At that time, it was still a new gadget.
我是买不起的。
I couldn't afford one.
他有一个。
But he had one.
那一次我就访问贵地。
So I asked the expert.
那我每次到这个地方就 get lost.
Because every time I come here, I get lost.
他也懒得跟我讲了一大堆，反正我也记不着。
He was too lazy to tell me a whole bunch of directions. I couldn't remember anyway.
哎，这里这个东西你拿去用。So
he said, "Here's my GPS. Take it and use it."
你就这么 punch.
And just punch in your location.
我后来 punch, 后来 figure out 了。And
then after I punched it a few times, I figured it out.
我的 conclusion 是 wonderful, 很好。
My conclusion was, "This is wonderful."
那我们教会有一个另外一个弟兄，他的 conclusion 是 I hate it.
And our congregation, there's another brother, and his conclusion of it is, I hate this.
This is too complicated.
It's too complicated.
但是你如果知道怎么用的话，这个 GPS, do you wonder? 你这是很方便。
But if you know how to use this gadget, this tool is a wonderful tool. It's very convenient.
你在一个陌生的地方，你不会迷路。
In an unfamiliar place, you will not get lost.
那我们用这个东西，我里头就有一个感觉，哎，这个跟我们属灵的原则有点像嘛。Therefore,
when I used this gadget, I thought, this is a little similar to our spiritual principle.
GPS 是跟上面有卫星联系的。
That's because the GPS is a global positioning system that is with the satellite above.
对不对？所以你如果联系了，你知道这怎么用的话。 你很笃定，你知道你不会迷路。Therefore,
if you know how to use this gadget, you know where your position is, you know how to use it, you will not get lost.
你没有的话，你就很紧张啊！你开车的时候，你不知道你到底到哪里去了。Otherwise,
you will be extremely worried. You don't know where you're driving to.
今天很多的基督徒在现在这个时代。Today,
many Christians in this generation.
我们如果知道方向。
If we know the direction,
那也就是说你跟上面是连的,
that is, if you're united with above,
你就知道你在哪里,
then you know where you are.
你也知道你的目的地在哪里,
and you also know where your destination is.
你也有一条路从起点到终点,
you also have this direction from your, where you are to the, reach your destination.
所以你就不慌不怕。
Therefore, you need not to worry or fear.
可是今天如果你没有这个关系,
yet, if you do not have this relationship today,
你也没有一个目, 也没有一个地图,
you don't have the directions.
你的唯一的反应就是 panic.
The only response you'll have is panic.
同意吗?
You agree?
我想我们都迷路过。
I think we have all been lost before.
一迷路, 你马上里面就有一个 panic, 你的妻子在旁边就说,去问路,去问路,弟兄们就打死也不问路。
Because when you have that experience, then you're lost, and your wife is next to you, always nagging you, go ask for directions, ask for directions. But the brothers will never ask for directions.
对不对?
Is that right?
这些头脑很硬的 brother 都是在那里。 自己想 figure out.
So these stubborn brothers, they just want to figure out the directions themselves.
This is an old story.
That's a long story.
现在 GPS 你叫他 shut up, 他就 shut up.
But now with the GPS, you can just tell her to shut up and punch in the location.
所以我们今天所在的时间，我们必须知道，而且方向。
Therefore, in our generation, in our time, we have to know very clearly our direction and the directions there and our destination. Otherwise, this generation is moving quickly. And this is the technology, age of technology. Information age.
对不对? 上网, 你什么都有。
You go online and you have all sorts of information.
你不知道什么是我们, 因为太多的 information 进来, 你都搞糊涂了。
Because there's just information overload too much and you're confused.
除非你有一个属灵的GPS。
Unless you have this spiritual GPS.
那我盼望
I hope in our fellowship together this time,
从启示录的里头,
from the book of Revelation,
从主赐给他使徒约翰的这一个巴莫海岛的意象里头,
from the vision which the Lord gave to his apostle John, the vision at Patmos,
你能够看到一个神画出来的这一个地图给我们,
and we're able to see this very fine map which the Lord has drawn out to us.
他有很清楚的叫做里程碑。
He has a very clear
milestone
for us.
对，这样我们如果有这个地图， 我们就不至于失去方向了。
Therefore, when we have this map, then we will not lose direction.
这本书太重要在这个时间。
This book is extremely important in this time which we live in.
我盼望我们没有一个基督徒 对这本书觉得，哎呀，太复杂了。
I hope there would not be a Christian who say, oh, this book is too confusing.
啊，这个你如果去看参考书，那简直就是，百花争鸣，百家齐放，看得晕头转向。
That is, if we just turn to the reference books, then each would have a different view, and we're just confused, and they all have their own interpretation.
我盼望这一次跟弟兄姊妹的交通能够把这个 最起码这个让你昏头转向的这个错觉拿掉。
At the very least, as we have fellowship together, I hope brothers and sisters would have at least thrown away this thought that we have, it's a very confusing book.
对，这本书一点都不confusing。
This book is not confusing whatsoever.
它是有清楚的脉络。 让我们能够找出一条线来。
There is very important keys, very clear indicators for us to find the path.
你找出这条线，你就发现啊，它通通是connect， 都有关系的。
And we're able to locate these indicators, this line, then we see everything is connected.
如果找不到这条线，的的确确是把你越看越糊涂。
It is true, if we do not see that line, then all these things would truly confuse us.
好，我盼望我们都有一个祷告，求主。 在这短短的三天里头,
now I do hope each of us will have this prayer in these short few days we have together.
求真理的圣灵开我们的眼睛,
may the spirit of truth open our eyes.
让我们能够从他的话里头看见主要启示给我们每一个人的。
So that from his word we can see what the Lord desires to reveal to each one of us.
主为什么是借着约翰来做这件事呢?
Why is it that the Lord would do this through John?
那我想神用每一个人有不同的功用。
Now I believe as God uses each one of us, there is a different function.
在马太第四章，你记得主耶稣出来传道的时候， 他一面传道，他一面呼召什么？
You remember in Matthew chapter 4, as the Lord was serving, on the one hand in his ministry, he was calling for others to come follow him.
有一天他走在加利利的海边,
and one day he was on the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
谁是他第一个呼召的门徒呢?
And who was the first disciple whom he called?
彼得,兄弟两个。
It was the brethren, the Peter and Andrew.
对吧?
Is that right?
他看见他们在捕鱼,
he saw they were fishing.
主耶稣说,
and the Lord Jesus says, come follow me.
所以彼得听见主的呼召, 就撇下他的网,
when Peter heard the call of the Lord, he dropped his net and his boat, and he went to follow after the Lord.
那一刻主对他说,
at that time, the Lord said to him, said, I will make you fishers of men.
的的确确, 到了主升天以后，主就用彼得做 得人如鱼的工作。
Truly, after the Lord ascended, he used Peter to make him fishers of men.
对吧？使徒行传你看见他一讲道，三千人悔改。再讲到五千人悔改。
You can truly see that when he preached, then 3,000 repented. When he preached again, 5,000 repented.
这是彼得的执事。
And that is the ministry of Peter.
所以你在使徒行传里面看见前半部都是讲他怎么样被主来用，把教会在地上开始。
Now, therefore, in the first half of the book of Acts, you can see how he was used by the Lord to establish the church on earth.
可是使徒行传的后半，你没有看到了。神用约翰，神却用了另外一个所谓外邦的使徒保罗。
Later on in the second half, you did not see God using John, but he used another apostle, that is the apostle to the Gentiles, Paul.
因为保罗有一个特点，他不但懂他们自己犹太人的文化传统。
That is because Paul had his special characteristic. Not only did he know the Jewish customs.
他还有外邦人的传统。
But he also knew the Gentile custom.
他接受了希腊的文化。
And he accepted the Greek culture.
所以神就用这一个人把福音传到外邦去。
Therefore, God used this individual to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
那神怎么没有用约翰？
Why is it God did not use John?
你会发现，神用约翰是还要过三十年。
You discover then God will not use John until another 30 years have passed.
对不对？是到九十年代的时候。
That is in the 90 AD.
他已经到了九十几岁的时候。
And that when John was in his 90s.
神就把他叫出来。
And then God called John out.
但是我要补充说明，神呼召他的时候不是他九十岁的时候，神呼召他的时候是跟彼得一起呼召的。
But I must add this, when God called him out, it was at the same time when he called Peter out. It was not when John was in his 90s.
因为在那一次加利利海边，主呼召完彼得兄弟两个之后，继续往前走。
That is because at that time when the Lord called for Andrew and Peter, he went continue on the shore of Galilee.
他就遇见谁？
Who did he encounter?
遇见约翰。
He saw John.
对不对？
Right?
他们在那里捕网。
And they were there mending the nets.
然后主就呼召约翰。
And the Lord called for John.
所以你会发现，神用约翰的那个方式跟彼得是不太一样的。
Therefore, you can see in the way which God uses John is different from Peter.
主呼召约翰的时候，没有对他说"我要叫你得人如得鱼"这句话。
When the Lord called John, he did not say to John, "I will make you fishers of men."
所以你没有看见在约翰的工作里头，他一上讲台一传道，三千人悔改，五千人悔改，没有啊。
Therefore, you did not see John preaching when he would preach. 3,000 would believe in the Lord. 5,000 would repent. No, that did not happen.
我们很多人都很羡慕做大布道家，对不对？
Many of us want to be a great evangelist.
偏偏我们这种人太少了，不多。
But there are very few of these.
最多最多我们只能做个人布道，一个一个传福音。
But we can do individual evangelists to preach the gospel to individuals.
这是大部分的弟兄姊妹是这样的恩赐。
That is the gift of the majority of brothers and sisters.
大概使徒约翰可能是这样，我们不知道，但是神用他的方式是什么呢？
Perhaps that was the situation for the Apostle John. We don't know, but how is the way he is used by God?
就是这个图画捕网。
And that is the picture we see. He was mending the nets.
渔夫什么时候要捕网？
When is it that the fishermen have to mend the nets?
就是网撒出去以后，捕了鱼以后，开始慢慢这个渔网有破口了。
That is, now the fishermen went out, cast the net, and has a big load of fish. And now this great haul has broken the net, so the nets need to be mended.
所以当彼得出去传福音，在使徒行传里头，你可以看到教会被建立起来。
Therefore, you can see Peter going out to preach the gospel in the book of Acts, and the church is being established.
时间慢慢长了，
as the time goes longer and longer,
你就开始看见教会就开始有许多的破口出现了。
You can discover then there are many openings, gaps in the church.
那你可以看到到了九十年代。
You can see that now 90 AD.
教会的历史，如果你从耶路撒冷的教会第一个开始，一直到这个时候，在地上 已经有六十年的历史了。
Now, if you look at the church history from the time in Jerusalem as the first church until 90 AD, that has 60 years history.
这六十年经过漫长的道路，福音从耶路撒冷传到了外邦。
You can see this long path of the church from Jerusalem to the ends of the world, to the Gentile nations.
的的确确，在第一世纪的时候，这些第一代的基督徒把主的使命起码在当时的世界是达到了。
Truly, these first generation Christians in the first century have accomplished the commission of the Lord as the known world at that time to preach to the ends of the world.
这是神借着这些使徒们所做的伟大的工作。
And that is the great work which God did through these apostles.
但是你如果去读圣经，你会发现的的确确慢慢教会就开始有各式各样的问题。
Yet when you read the Bible, you discover that gradually there are these problems that arose in the church.
每一个时代，每一个地方，所有的教会，它都有它兴旺的一段时间，然后慢慢就开始有各式各样的问题浮出来了。
In each generation, each location, you can see this is the history of the church. There is a time of prosperity, and then gradually there will be problems that will arise.
所以你就会发现，神所用的人就是像约翰这样的人。
Therefore, you can see now John, God will use individuals like John.
他的灵命已经达到一种成熟。
His spiritual maturity now has peaked.
他教会从如何的兴起诞生，一直到今天，好像开始有点低落了。
You can see he has gone through the experience of building the church and how the church has prospered, and now seemingly was coming downhill.
教会的所有经过的现象，他全都看过了。
And John has seen all the phenomenon of the experience, the condition of the church.
所以神就要他来做补网的工作。
Now John is being called by God to do this mending work.
而你会发现，在末世的教会，尤其我们今天来到了二十一世纪
，especially in the church age now in the 21st century，
你实在看到各地的情形都有很严重的挑战。
Indeed, you're able to see there's a great challenge in each location.
在第一代的人，在第二代的人，甚至到了第三代的人，问题重重啊。
You can see that in the first generation, second generation, even the third generation, many, many problems arise.
有许多让人兴奋的事，可是那已经好久好久以前了。
Perhaps there are many things that will cause us to be excited, but yet that is such a long time ago.
现在我们所听见的都是许多伤心的事比较多。
Now all that we hear are many events of sorrow.
很多的基督徒就灰心了。
Many Christians then become discouraged.
甚至连这些当年被神用过年轻的时候，到了他年老的时候，开始有bitter， 有一个苦毒的灵都出来了。
Even to a point when these older saints have been greatly used by the Lord in their youth, now as they grow older, they become bitter. There's this spirit of bitterness that comes forth.
这是不正常，不应该的。
And that is abnormal. That is not happening.
事实是有的。
But that is the fact.
那么主的话曾经预言过。
Now the word of the Lord have prophesied.
越到后头。
At the last days.
有一个世界的现象叫做不法的事增加。
And there is in the last days, then this unlawfulness will increase.
以至于人的爱心就渐渐什么冷淡了。
What would happen then? Then the hearts of men, their love will grow cold.
然后在这些教会的领袖上面会出现离道反教的事。
And there would be even the leaders of the church that will have apostasy, that they would depart away from the truth.
这都是主当年亲口告诉我们的。
And that is spoken by the Lord himself.
使徒们也告诉我们的。
Even the apostles tell us.
那么今天我们正在这一个时间里头。
And this is the age which we live in today.
你如果有机会看到各地来看各地的教会的光景。
If you have the chance to visit different locations, church locations,
你自己所在的教会或者你所熟悉的其他的众教会。
Perhaps the congregation you're in or other congregations you are somewhat familiar with.
你会发现这些问题都在那里。
You discover that all these problems exist there.
在约翰的时代。
In John's generation.
你如果看头三章圣经启示录，讲到七封给教会的信。
In the first three chapters, you can see the seven letters to the seven churches.
你就可以摸到当时约翰让他神让约翰所看见的那个可怕的可怜的光景。
You're able then to touch on that very frightening, that terrible situation, condition of the church at that time.
有的教会是外面都好，可是起初的爱心没有了。
Now there is the church condition where everything looks great and dandy outside, yet they lost their first love.
对不对？
Is that right?
有的教会是按名是活的，其实是死的。
There are some church condition where in name they should live, but yet they die.
所以，但是也有好的教会。
Yet there are still some good church.
啊，像斯美拿，像腓拉铁菲。
Oh, just like the church at Smyrna and the church at Philadelphia.
但是主体来讲，五个教会都有很严重的问题。
Yet in these other five churches, there are great problems.
啊，主就要每一个教会来面对他们的属灵的光景。
The Lord calls for those churches to face their spiritual condition.
所以主就借着他的老仆人约翰来向这些教会说神要说的话。
So the Lord would speak His words that He wants to speak to His church through the elderly servant John.
这本书是个预言。
Now, this book is a prophetic book.
不单单是针对当时第一世纪的教会说话。
These words are not only toward the words of the churches in the first generation.
也是对我们在末世的教会说话。
Likewise, they are words for the church of the last generation.
所以这本书我们每一个基督徒在二十一世纪的我们都应该好好的听，好好的读，好好的默想。
Therefore, all Christians in the 21st century must read this book carefully, listen to the words carefully, and to keep them carefully.
这样，我们如果明白主要对圣灵要对众教会所说的话，我们就不至于主回来的时候我们措手不及。
Therefore, if we were careful to listen what the Spirit has to say to the churches, then we will not be anxious and do not know what to do when the Lord returns.
但是稀奇是在这里。
But this is what is amazing.
我不知道弟兄姐妹有没有人注意到两年前在 Richmond Conference 江弟兄讲到的时候那篇信息。
I don't know if brothers and sisters recall the message Brother Kong shared in Richmond 2 years ago.
你在网上还可以听得见。
I believe you can still listen to it online.
我听江弟兄讲到也从年少到现在也有四十年。
I remember Brother Kong sharing even in his youth to now is 40 years, from my youth to now is 40 years.
从来没有听过江弟兄用字用得这么特别。
I have never recall him using such unique terms in his message.
在 Richmond Conference 里头，他那篇信息里面最使我震惊的是，他说今天的弟兄姐妹属灵的光景。
What was the great impact that shook me in his message to the Richmond Conference was his description of the condition of brothers and sisters, the term which he used.
他用一个字 coma.
He used this word coma.
Coma 是什么意思？
What does this word coma mean?
昏迷不醒。
And that we are all like in a coma.
这是一个 医学名词。
And that is a medical term.
你如果是医生，你就知道 coma 的下一步就是什么。
You know what is the next step if you're in a coma?
死了。
Death.
啊，中国话是寿终正寝。
And in the word is that you're going to rest, you're dying, you die.
所以当我听见神的老仆人江弟兄这样用这个词的时候，对我来讲是很大的触动。
Therefore, it's a great impact when I hear the elderly servant, Brother Kong, use this term to describe the church.
这位主的老仆人为主做工有七十年了。
This elderly servant has served the Lord for 70 years.
他看过的众教会那真是比比皆是。
And there's all the church condition, all the churches he has visited, it is multitudes.
他能够用这两个字是他从里面最深的感觉。
That he would have to use this term to describe the church is really deep from his heart.
最近我十月在地震的灾区四川。
Just October, I was in the region of the earthquake in Sichuan.
我又到那个灾区里头去看。
I went to visit the location where the earthquake took place.
那是从五月到十月，已经过了五个月了。
So from May to October, 5 months have passed.
当然有许多的救灾行动，这个我们报纸上、电视上都看见。
Of course, there are much aid that is into this location. We can see that on the news.
我们中间有一些弟兄姊妹也有很大的负担，托小弟带了一些救灾的款进去帮助当地的人。
There are also brothers and sisters of a burden who have entrusted me with some funds to as some aid into the people of that region.
我这次去十月这个 trip， 对我里面有一个很深的、永远不会忘记的震动。
There is just this great impact that shook me that I will never forget in my visit there in October.
第一次六月看的是一马。可怕的毁灭，就是废墟都倒了，什么东西都倒，死了一大堆人的，还闻到尸首的味道。
The first time I saw this in June, it was just devastation. Everything was in ruins. Everything has fallen. You can even smell the corpse there. It's just devastation.
但是十月味道没有了。
But in October, there's no more of that stench.
很多的废墟也被清除了。
Many of the ruins now have been removed.
但是还是有很多的废墟，特别是那些大的建筑。
Yeah, there are still much buildings that have fallen, especially the taller buildings that have fallen.
都在还在。
They are still there.
那什么让我的印象最深，忘不了呢？
Now, what is that deep impression that I will never forget?
以城市来讲，在地震灾区最大的城市叫做都江堰。
In the region of Sichuan, the biggest city in that region is Duchanyan.
然后有一些很多的小乡下。
And there are smaller villages in that region.
不管在大城都江堰也好，在小乡下一个小乡村也好。
Whether in the small villages or in the biggest city in that region.
我想象的是每一个人都要在那里努力的赶快重建家园。
My impression would be everyone will be working hard together to build their homes.
已经过了五个月了。
Now 5 months have passed.
然后马上冬天就要来了。
Now winter is about to come.
不错，有很多人外地来的，在帮他们盖房子、赶工，都在那边拼命干。
Yes, there are much aid that's from abroad to come in to help them build their houses and to help them out.
Shock 我的是什么
？What shocked me?
本地人
is the local people.
不管在城市。
Whether in the city,
不管在村庄
or in the villages,
本地人在干什么？
What are the localers doing?
你能猜吗？
Can you guess?
这个懂不懂？
Do you know this action?
啊？
Do you know this action?
不是游泳哦。
Not swimming.
麻将。
They're playing mahjong.
哎呀，就在这个地震的旁边。
They are playing right next to these buildings.
这个房子摇摇欲坠。
And now the building is almost still shaking.
几百桌。
There are hundreds of tables, mahjong tables.
马路边。
On the side, on the roadside.
错。
They are still just playing, enjoying themselves.
到乡下。
I go to the villages.
也是一堆人在那边错。
It's also a big group of people that are playing mahjong.
我说 what?
My reaction is what?
怎么还有人有功夫搓麻将啊？
Now they still have the enjoyment to play mahjong at this time.
我知道中国人喜欢搓麻将，这个我从小都看过了。
Now I know the Chinese love to play mahjong. I've seen it all my life.
搓麻将是日子好过，钱很多的时候搓麻将啊。
You play mahjong when you have a lot of leisure time, when you have a lot of money, and in a comfortable environment.
对不对
？Right.
哪里有在这一段时间这么需要大家？同心协力重建家园的时候，搓麻将。
Yet at this time when everybody needs to be united and one heart to rebuild their homes, yet they have the leisure time to play mahjong.
哎呦，我简直没办法解释。
I just couldn't describe it.
唯一的解释是灾祸太大了。
The only explanation I have, this devastation, destruction is just too great.
而且地震一直还在进行啊。
And the earthquakes are still happening.
谁都不知道明天是什么了。
So I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
中国话有一句话说。
And so as the Chinese saying goes,
今朝有酒今朝醉啊。
So let me enjoy my wine today.
这是我唯一可以解释的，因为没有前途了。
That's my only explanation because they don't know their future ahead.
所以就搓吧。
So just let me play on.
就麻木了心。
And so their hearts are numb.
啊，灾祸就在旁边。
And the destruction is right next to them.
可是
，yet
已经没有方向。
There's no more direction.
已经没有感觉了。
No more feeling toward it.
天哪，今天在属灵的光景上不也是如此吗？
Isn't that the very situation, condition of the church today?
我们今天是在一个 spiritual, 属灵上来讲没有感觉了。
Today, spiritually speaking, we're in a coma without any emotions.
这是今天的悲剧啊。
And that is a crisis, a tragedy today.
不是神没有在震动我们。
It is not that God is not shaking us.
神一直在震动我们。
God is continually shaking us.
盼望把我们叫醒啊。
Hopefully that he will awaken us.
我们已经沉睡很久了。
We have slumbered for a long time.
希望我们醒醒吧。
So that we will awake.
不要再睡下去了。
Do not slumber any longer.
所以主说我要震动地，我还要震动天。
So the Lord says I will shake the heavens and the earth.
为什么要震动？
Why must he shake?
所有正在哎呀，安息在主怀的人醒过来哦。
Hopefully that those who are resting in the bosom of the Lord will awaken.
这是一个严重的问题。
This is a very serious issue.
主有许多的话要我们听。
The Lord has much words for us to hear.
主有
but we're asleep.
许多的行动要我们起来行动。
There are much action he wants us to take.
因为日子不多了。
That is because the day is at hand.
可是
Yet,
我们居然失去了感觉。
We have lost our feelings.
这是时代的悲剧。
And that is the tragedy of this generation.
这是末后时代的特点。
And that is the special characteristic of these last days.
在没有信主的人是如此。
That is the case with those unbelievers.
对不对？今天 financial tsunami.
Right? Today there's a financial tsunami.
大家还照样过日子啊。
Everyone is still spending the days the same.
昨天到饭馆去，今天也到饭馆去。我看了加州，贵加州的人都在那里照吃不误啊。
I see that in the restaurant when I go visit. The people in California, they still go yesterday, they still go today.
长龙啊。
And still long lines in the restaurant.
我说你们这里没有 tsunami 吗？
I said, there's no financial tsunami here.
今朝有酒，今朝醉啊。
Let me enjoy myself today.
对吗？
Is that right?
这是世人的那一个态度啊。
That is the attitude of this world.
我在成都，他们告诉我一个口号，叫做吃喝救灾啊。
And when I was in Chengdu, they told me the slogan that I eat and drink, and that's the way I'm helping with the crisis.
他说 keep the economy going.
So that way I'm keeping the economy running.
这是自我麻醉啊。
And so that's really numbing oneself.
基督徒啊，我们不能这样混了，不能跟世界人一样一起混了。
Do not be confused and slumber in this way as the unbelievers.
我们可不是属地的。
We are not of this world.
我们是属天的。
We are of the heavenly.
神要在这个时代要他的手，审判的手要下来。
In this generation, the judging hand of God will come upon us.
他说醒过来吧。
That is to awaken us.
我所爱的不能够跟世人一样糊里糊涂洪水来的时候就那么走喽。
The Lord says, those whom I love cannot be confused and go with the flood when the flood's coming.
因为这是挪亚的日子。
Because these are the days of Noah.
罗德的日子是拉的走都不走啊。
Even in the days of Lot.
罗德跟他全家是天使是拽着他们出去的。
Now, what is the days of Lot's condition like? They won't even go. You have to drag them out before they go.
他们还觉得这个地方可以停啊，索多玛、俄摩拉到底还是自己的家。
They feel that even in Sodom and Gomorrah, we can remain here. This is our home.
这是我们觉得有保护、安全的地方啊。
This is the place where we feel there's protection and safety.
但是危机就在前头。
But the crisis is just right at the door in front of us.
所以主说，我来的时候，人子的日子要像罗德的日子，也要像。
Therefore, the Lord says, in the day that I come, it is like the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
好像每天都是一样的。
It seems like every day is the same.
No. 现在不是每天都一样，每天都不一样。
No, every day is different for us now.
你如果眼睛打开来看一看，每天所发生的事情都是叫做惊天动地的事情。
If you open your eyes and just see the news, every day is earth shattering, it's new news.
现在已经到一个地步，如果这个 news 不是惊天动地，已经没觉得 no big deal 啊，无所谓。
Now we're in the condition of the news is not earth shattering, it's oh, no big deal.
不、
no,
我们要有感觉
We must have the sensitivity
现在所有发生的事情都是神在摇谁、啊、
What is happening today? What God is shaking? Who is he shaking today?
世界已经摇不动了没有怎么摇也没有用了
It's useless to shake the world They are not sensitive to it at all
神的儿女啊
It is for the children of God
神的儿女是神要救的
It is that God is to save his children
所以现在发生的事都是每一件都是叫我们 wake up, wake up.
Therefore, everything that's happening is for the children of God today. Wake up and wake up.
再不 wake up, 你就跟这个世界一起。下面我不要讲了。
If you do not need to wake up, I don't even need to go on and you don't understand.
因为这个手，神的审判的手就要下来。
Because this hand of judgment from God is coming.
如果我们不准备。
If we do not get ready,
那我们就真是有祸了。
Then truly is woe to us.
但是倒过来讲，你如果醒过来，预备了。
But if we turn it around, you wake up and you are ready.
那就是这本书所说的，凡听见、凡念这本书的、遵守的、遵守的，都是有福的。
That is then what is recorded in this book. Blessed is the one who read and hear and keep the word of this prophecy.
所以有祸与有福是在这一刻你怎么决定。
Therefore, whether it's blessing or woe, it is at this moment what your decision is.
现在正是你做选择的时间。
Now is the time you make your choice.
我不管你以前怎么爱主或者怎么失败，以前不管，今天 now.
Regardless of how you loved the Lord before, how you failed, regardless of that, now.
这是我们每一个人都要注意的。
That is what we need to pay attention to.
这是使徒约翰的指示。
And that is the ministry of the Apostle John.
所以我们这次在这里交通这本书，我们一定求主把我们沉睡的灵唤醒。
Therefore, as we fellowship into this book, may the Lord awaken our slumbering spirit.
你我就能够一起来蒙福。
That you and I, we can both be blessed.
如果我们还在沉睡的话
，If we still slumbering,
那我们真是叫做无可救药。
Then truly there is hopeless for us. There's nothing that can save us.
你如果去读旧约的时候
，If you read the Old Testament,
很多的时候犹太人将要亡国了，可是那些犹太人
，You can see many instances when their nation was to be destroyed, but yet you see.
大部分是没有感觉。
There are a majority of the people that were without any feeling.
而且许多的所谓的先知们，那些自称为神的仆人们。
And even the so-called prophets, those who are supposed to be servants of God.
讲台上的信息都是说平安啦，平安啦。
Even all the messages they give is peace, peace.
一直告诉这些犹太人说，我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Telling the Jewish people, we are the descendants of Abraham.
我们有圣殿。
We have the temple.
我们有摩西五经。
We have the five books of Moses.
神一定与我们同在。
God is surely with us.
神一定祝福我们。
God will bless us.
引经据典来证明他们没有事。
That is just the perfect example they gave that, oh, we'll be fine, we're safe.
所以在旧约你看见那些以色列人就在昏迷里头然后亡国
Therefore you can see the Jewish people in their slumber are confused yet their nation was destroyed
就被外邦人掳去
And they were in captivity
这种历史在旧约里面是很清楚放在那里
Now we can see that very clearly in the Old Testament
那些真的神的仆人就一直在那里唤醒他们叫醒他们结果他们的下场就是我是指这些先知们的下场是很悲哀的。
We can see then the true servants of God, the prophets, they're trying to shake the people, awaken them. So, but yet their end was very tragic.
因为这些先知所讲的道不中听啊。
Because the true servants and their words were not entering the ears to the people. They did not want to hear those words.
他们宁可听那个平安的道。
They rather hear these words of peace.
啊。麻木了自己的心
so that our hearts can be numb
不愿意面对我们需要向神回转的信息
they did not want to face the message that they have to repent to God
所以 我希望历史不要重演。
So my hope, my desire is that we would not have this appear to us again.
我们来到一个危机的时刻。
Now is a time of crisis.
我们必须里头很清楚。
Within we must be very clear.
这样我们不至于在这样危险的时候，我们失去方向，沉迷在这个世界里头。
Then we would not be in a dangerous position where we'll be confused and lost direction in this generation.
那么他第一个看见的异象是什么？
Now what is the first vision which John saw?
如果你现在有一点觉得很疲劳，你可以站起来走一走，没关系。
Now you feel a little tired, maybe you can get up, stretch your legs and around the room.
因为现在是需要你警醒的时候。
Because now I need you to be alert.
他在第一个异象里面看见什么？
Now what is this first vision which John saw?
你就会发现主让他看见的是这位他所爱的 主耶稣基督。
You can see that the Lord shows himself to John, his beloved Savior.
你看第12节开始。
You can see starting from verse 12.
我转过身来要看见谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，腰间束着金带。
And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the floor, and girded about the paps with a golden girdle.
那么，所以你就会发现，主在第一个异象里面所看见的是以一个标记物做代表。
Therefore, you can see the first vision of John, there is by this symbol here that signifies this.
就是金灯台。
That is the golden lampstand.
他看见的是有一位人子行走在七个金灯台中间。
He saw seven golden lampstands and one like the Son of Man walking in the midst of these seven golden lampstands.
在新约的时代。
And the New Testament.
哪里有金灯台？
Now where is the golden lampstand?
在主耶稣的时候有圣殿。
In the time of the Lord Jesus, there was the temple.
对吧？
Right?
圣殿里面有金灯台。
In the temple, there were the golden lampstands.
在旧约的时代。
In the Old Testament.
有两个地方有金灯台。
There are two places that had the golden lampstand.
在摩西会幕的时代。
That was in the tabernacle in Moses' day.
在圣所里头有金灯台。
In the sanctuary, there was the golden lampstand.
后来到了所罗门的时代有圣殿。
And in the days of Solomon, there was the temple.
在圣殿的圣所。也有金灯台。
Also in the holy place, in the temple, then there is the golden lampstand.
所以这是圣经里面我们看见有金灯台的地方。
In the Bible, this is the places where we see there's the golden lampstand.
现在到了这个主耶稣所爱的门徒90年代他又看见金灯台。
And now is the time to the beloved disciple whom the Lord loved in 90 AD. He saw the golden lampstand.
请问
Let me ask you.
他站在哪里？
Where is he standing?
当他看见七个金灯台中间有人子行走在七个金灯台中间，请问约翰站在哪里？
Where is John standing when he saw this vision as one as the Son of Man walking in the midst of seven golden lampstands?
我要考考我们中间的青年人。
Let me test the young people in our midst.
我听说贵教会的青年人圣经是很熟的。
I've heard that the young people are very familiar with the Bible here.
在哪里？
Where is John?
金灯台在哪里？
Where is the golden lampstand?
哎，一个 hint.
I give you a hint.
圣殿在哪里？
Where is the temple?
啊，青年人好像都睡着了。
Maybe the younger people are usually asleep now.
好，成年人。
Now the older ones.
圣殿在哪里？
Where's the temple?
耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
对吗？
Is that right?
以前是对的。
Before that is right.
圣殿是在耶路撒冷。
The temple was in Jerusalem.
可是现在的年代是90年代。
But now it's 90 AD.
对吧？
Is that right?
90年代的时候，地上耶路撒冷有圣殿吗？
90 AD in Jerusalem, was there a temple?
没有了。
No, no more temple.
如果读教会历史，你知道。
If you read the church history, you'll know.
主后70年。
70 AD,
曾经有一个惊天动地的事发生。
There's this earth-shattering event that happened.
什么事？
What happened?
罗马的王子提多带了罗马的部队来打耶路撒冷。
The emperor's son, Tudor, he took the Roman army to attack the Jewish people.
Titus.
Titus.
啊，这个王子呢，就把这个耶路撒冷攻破。
And he subdued Jerusalem.
他的部队进去。
His army went in.
把圣殿给烧了。
And destroyed the temple, burned the temple.
这就应验了耶稣40年前说过的一句话，将来没有一块石头留在石头上。
This then fulfilled the prophecy of the Lord 40 years ago that not one stone will be on top of another.
所以从那一天起，圣殿在这个地球上就没有了。
From that day on then, there is no more temple in this world.
所以这些圣殿里的东西也就被这些罗马人都分赃分光了。
Therefore, all the things in the temple were divided amongst the Roman army.
所以没有人知道这个金灯台到哪里去了。
Therefore, no one knows where the golden lampstand is.
对不对？ Right? 但是现在在异象里面，第一个异象他就看见有金灯台。
But now in this first vision, the first thing he saw was the golden lampstand.
那么请问，
Now,
他在哪里？
Where is he?
不会在耶路撒冷，对不对？
He's not in Jerusalem, right?
那么他在哪里？
Where is he?
那你就知道，希伯来书告诉我们。
Then you know, in the book of Hebrews it tells us,
在宇宙中有一个金灯台永远存在。
In the universe, there's a lampstand that is ever there.
在哪里？
Where?
在天上有一个真帐幕。
Now there is this true tabernacle that is in heaven.
对吧？
Right?
这是希伯来书告诉我们，在天上有一个真帐幕。
This is what the book of Hebrews tells us. There is this true tabernacle which is in heaven.
在地上那个帐幕是摩西根据那个天上的样式建的。
Now the tabernacle which Moses built on earth is according to the heavenly tabernacle.
所以如果他看见有金灯台，他一定是在天上的真帐幕里头。
Therefore, if John saw the golden lampstands, then he must be in that true tabernacle in the heaven.
对不对？那么这样，这位人子行走在这个金灯台，那就告诉我们，这位升天的耶稣天天在做什么。
Now, therefore, when John sees the Son of Man walking in the midst of the golden lampstands, this tells us what is the Son of Man doing daily.
主耶稣在这里，他的身份是什么？
What is the status, the position of the Lord here?
希伯来书告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us.
他在真帐幕里面做我们的。
What is he?
大祭司。
He is our great high priest in the true tabernacle.
对吧？
Is that right?
这个是耶稣升天以后，他除了做全宇宙的主宰之外，他在神的家里面是做大祭司的。
Now, after the Lord ascended, besides the ruler of the universe, what is he doing? What is his position? In the house of God, he is our high priest.
所以这是第一个意象他要认识的。
Therefore, this is the first vision which John must understand.
那么你我从小听见主耶稣已经升天，这个我们都懂得了。
Now, you and I have heard this, even from our youth, we know this. He has ascended on high.
但是你有没有问过一个问题？我们的主耶稣在天上天天忙什么？
But have you ever asked this question? What is he busying about every day in heaven?
我是16岁的救我。
I was saved when I was 16.
那以前教会传道人告诉我们主耶稣升天，我都相信的。
Now when the preachers always told me that he has ascended, I believe that.
那到底耶稣在天上做什么每天呢？
Now the question is, what is he doing every day in heaven?
那个时候我没有读启示录，所以我也不知道。
At that time I did not read Revelation, so I don't know.
但是我知道我们中国人的干部，这些干部在天上不是在地上干什么，我知道。
Now I know what each department head is doing on earth, what they're busy about.
在地上的这些头头们就是天天看看报，喝喝茶，听报告。
Now the heads of each department are all their busy is reading the newspaper, enjoying their tea, and enjoying themselves every day at work.
这是地上的干部。
Now those are the heads of each department on earth.
但是在天上的神，我们的主耶稣，是不是在天上？他也有一个办公桌，天天在那里听天使打报告了。
But our God in heaven, our Lord Jesus, is he has a desk in heaven and just listen to the reports of the angels every day?
我不知道。
I don't know.
但是我知道一件事。
But there's one thing that I know.
这个意象就告诉我们，主耶稣在天上，我们的大祭司，他在罪的魅主要的 concern 是什么？
We can see from this vision that our Lord is our great high priest in heaven, and what is his main concern?
我们知道祭司每天他都要进会幕。
We know the duties of the high priest is to go daily into the holy place.
对不对？
Is that right?
每天祭司都要进会幕的。
The priest has to go into the holy place every day.
那一进这个会幕的时候，你会发现他的左边就是金灯台，他的右边是陈设饼。
You can discover when he goes into holy place, on his left is the lampstand, on the right side is the table of showbread.
他的正前方
，and right in front of him
是什么
？What is it？
金香炉。
It is the golden censer.
在金香炉的后面是什么
？And what is that behind the altar, the golden altar？
约柜。
It is the ark.
这是旧约的启示。
And that is the revelation given to us in the Old Testament.
那么到了新约，我们知道就这个金香炉后面本来有一个东西叫做幔子。
Now we know that behind the golden censer, behind it, there used to be this veil.
把圣所跟至圣所怎么样隔开
？That will divide the holy place and the most holy place.
但是那个幔子
，But that veil,
有一天。
One day,
从上到下裂开
from top to bottom has been rent in two.
是哪一天发生的
What day did that happen on?
就是主耶稣在十字架上最后的一句话说成了
That is when our Lord was on the cross, his last words, he said, it is finished.
所以在至圣所与圣所之间的那个隔开的幔子今天已经不存在了
So the veil which divides us from the holy place to the most holy place now no longer is there.
所以主进到这个天上的真帐幕的时候
Therefore when the Lord enters into this true tabernacle in heaven
他第一件事是要看他左边的金灯台
The first thing he is to pay attention to the golden lampstand to his left
干嘛
What is he doing?
旧约的祭司料理金灯台是要要保证这个金灯台的光发光
The duty of the priest is to make sure there is light at the golden lampstand
对不对、
right?
所以他要剪这个那个油灯的芯
Therefore, he has to trim the wick of the golden lampstand.
要加油
And he must also add oil to it.
这是旧约的故事
And that is the story of the Old Testament.
新约什么意思
What does that mean in the New Testament?
圣经解给我们听了
The Bible explains it to us.
感谢主在这里有解释啊
Now we thank the Lord, there's explanation here.
金灯台是什么
What is the golden lampstand?
圣经解释第一章他说七个金灯台就是七个教会
The Bible explains to us the seven golden lampstands are the seven churches.
所以我们就懂了啊。
Then we understand
这个金灯台的意义是什么
What is the meaning of the golden lampstand?
它的意义就是主耶稣在地上的什么众教会
The meaning is that the lampstands is the churches of the Lord on earth.
为什么用七来说呢
Why is it described as seven churches?
因为七在时间里面是一个完全的数字
Because this number seven, as time is concerned, is a complete number.
你如果看这个启示录的时候在启示录的前面出现的数字以七 为主
You can see that this number seven appears many times in the first half of Revelation.
七个金灯台
There are seven golden lampstands
七个印
There are seven seals
七个号
There are seven trumpets
七个碗
And there are seven bowls
都是七
It's all seven
可是你到了这个启示录的后面
But when you are toward the end of Revelation
对特别是来到了新耶路撒冷
Especially when you're in new heaven and new earth
你看见的不是七
New Jerusalem You do not see seven
你看见的都是十二
You see twelve
十二个城门
And you see the twelve gates
对不对这个十二个根基
And you can see then there's twelve foundations
等等
You can see it's number by twelve
你看到都是十二
You can see the number twelve
是永世的完全
And the number twelve signifies the completeness, the perfection in eternity
七是时间里的完全
Now seven is the signification of seven completion in time
所以这七个金灯台就是说到地上在时间里面神的家的情形
Therefore the seven golden lampstands speaks of the house of God in time
它不但存在在当时小亚细亚有七个教会。
Not only are there these seven churches in Asia Minor at that time.
但是这是个预言。
But this is a prophecy.
所以它是跨过时间这个。
So this transcends time.
所以这个七个金灯台所代表的，就是在时间里面，在空间里面众教会。
Therefore, these seven golden lampstands represent the many churches throughout time and space.
好。当大祭司行走在七个金灯台所代表的信息要告诉我们什么？
Now what is the message then the high priest has as he walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands?
你就会发现，
You'll discover then
我们的主他的眼睛就注视在这些众教会身上。
Our Lord, His eyes is focused, paying attention on these seven golden lampstands.
他给每一个教会都有一封信。
And He has a letter to each of these churches.
他每一封信都说一个同样的词，这个字。
And there are these same terms which he has for all seven churches.
你如果去看那七封信的话，
If you read through the seven letters,
他都说我知道。
He says that I know
你的行为。
I know thy deeds.
还有你有什么美德。
And what are your virtues?
所以主怎么知道的呢？
So how does the Lord know?
因为他的眼睛怎么样？
What is his eyes like?
如同火焰。
It is like flaming fire.
他一直在查看他的众教会。
He is always looking, examining at his churches.
他看什么？
What is he looking at?
就是我们的 virtue, 我们的德美德。
He is looking at our virtue.
他看什么？
What is he seeing?
他说我知道你的行为。
He says, I know thy works.
所以你就知道他对每一个教会所在查考的时候，
so as he is looking, examining at each of his church,
我们看教会，
when we look at the church,
跟主耶稣看教会不一样。
It is totally different as the Lord looks at his church.
今天你如果去看这些神学院所讲的教会成长，
today when you go to the seminary and they tell you how to have the church grow,
怎么样衡量这个教会在地上的情形呢？
How do you evaluate the condition of the church?
The
first,
多少人？
How much? What is the congregation? What's the number?
第二，
second,
是吧？奉献有多少？
What is the offering? How much?
你的 structure, 你的结构是什么？
And what is the structure of the church?
所以这是地上拿来衡量指标的时候，这个人看教会是这么看的。
This is the standard that is used on earth as man looks at the church to evaluate it.
那什么是成功的教会呢？
Now what is a successful church?
就是人多就是成功。
If you have a great multitude in the church, then
you're successful. 什么是成功的教会呢？
What is a successful church?
钱多就是成功。
You have a lot of offering, then you're successful.
那就跟看世界上任何一个公司也不是一样的吗？公司人多，钱多，这个公司好。
If you look at any company in this world, then there's a lot of workers and they make a lot of money. Oh, that's a great company.
但是主看教会不这么看。
But that's not how the Lord looks at his church.
在七封信里头，
In the seven letters,
你没有看到主称赞任何一个教会说好人多。
You never see the Lord praising the church, that's great, you have a great multitude.
我保证你找不到这样的话。
I guarantee you will not find those words in the letter.
你倒过来讲，也没有主没有说你们人就这么小猫三只差。
And you might say, oh, the Lord didn't say, oh, you only have a few, then that's bad.
没有。
No.
也没有说钱，钱多倒是有说过一个教会，你们钱太多了。
But he did say about the riches. He said to this church, "You have great riches."
嗯，因为这个教会说我们已经发了，什么都不缺。
Because this church says we are rich, we are not lacking in anything.
结果是主说
But the Lord says no.
你们是贫穷
，You are poor，
可怜啊。
That you are wretched.
所以有钱是不是好事
？So actually, to be rich is not a good thing.
所以。主所注视的跟人所注视的两码子事。
So what man emphasizes on, what the Lord looks at is totally different.
主说我知道。
The Lord says I know.
你的行为。
I know your works.
然后你的信心、你的爱心等等。
I know your faith, your love, and all these things, your virtues.
主都注意看。
The Lord sees and knows.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们所有学生都知道，你要考试以前，你要知道老师要考什么。
All students know before you take the test, you must know what the teacher is going to test you on.
他怎么批这个卷子的
？And how his grading system is.
你知道他什么，你要怎么答
？And so you know what he wants for the answer. That's how you answer.
你别蒙查查的，你说我要怎么答就怎么答。
If you say no, I answer whatever I want.
你怎么答，他不这么改。
And then if you answer that way, that's not how he's going to grade it.
你的成绩不会高的。
Then you'll have a low grade.
对吧？所以一个聪明的学生，你要知道这个老师是怎么，他要什么。
So a smart student must know what the teacher wants.
现在到底基督徒，你知不知道我们的主要什么
？Now, dear Christian, do you know what our Lord wants?
每一个教会的长老，每一个教会的执事，你知不知道我们要照主面前交账的时候，他。成绩是怎么打的？
Each elder, each deacon, do you know what the Lord is looking for? How he will grade when he comes back?
所以你这个七封信，我们都要注意看。
So we must pay attention to these seven letters.
他衡量我们的成绩。
This is how he measures us.
先看我们生命的 virtue， 我们的美德是什么。
Yeah, how he measures us first, he looks at the virtue of our life.
这个美德是谁的美德呢？是基督儿子生命的美德。
Now whose virtue is this? This is the excellent virtues of the life of the Christ.
主当我们重生的时候，把他的儿子的生命赐给我们。
Now when we are born again, he has given us his own life.
这个里面有他的美德，要从我们每一个基督徒、每一个教会表达的。
So in this life, this virtue is to live out by each Christian. The church must have these virtues lived out.
我们的爱心怎么样？
And what is our love?
我们的信心怎么样？
How is our faith?
我们怎么样在这个教会中 behave?
And how do we behave, conduct ourselves?
我们的行为怎么样？
And that is what is our works, our deeds.
这个是大祭司注意的。
Therefore, this is what the high priest looks at.
每一个教会主都有称赞，如果你们做得好。
Each church, if you have done well, the Lord will praise.
主也有责备。
The Lord will also rebuke.
做不好。
Because you have not done well.
主说要悔改。
The Lord says you must repent.
所以这就是在第一个意象里面我们看见。
Therefore, this is the first vision which we see.
当然我这一次不会走细节一样 一封一封信来讲，不会的。
Of course, I don't have the time to go into each letter and look in detail in that way.
但是我点出这个第一个意象里面的重点，我们要把它抓到。
But I will point out the emphasis in this first vision if we grab hold of it.
是以金灯台与人子放在一起的。
And that is, it is placed the golden lampstand and the Son of Man together.
就告诉我们，我们的升天的大祭司，他对他的教会有什么样的要求？
Now, then it tells us from this point, our high priest on high, what is his requirement on his church?
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。
Those who have an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
这是这第一个意象里面重复最多的话。
These are the words that is repeated much in this first vision.
你知道每一次圣经里面有 repeat 的时候，
you know, each time when the Bible repeats these words,
你就知道这里是什么。
Then you know what it means.
啊，每次圣经要 repeat,
you know when the Bible repeats itself,
它不是像我们说，哎呀，我跟儿子讲话，小的时候他最喜欢讲 I know, I know, I know.
Now this is my response of my young son when I said to him all these times again and again. He said, I know, I know, I know.
那意思是说，小了，不要讲了。No. 我早知道你要讲什么。
What he means is, shut up, I know what you're going to say, so don't say.
你知道 Chinese 还有一个方法，知道这个儿子听是听了好多次，就是没有听见的。
But the Chinese have another way. They know the children have heard it many times and have not gone in.
干什么？
So what do? They'll twist and hold his ear.
你听是听了。
Yes, you have heard it.
好像知道了。
You seem to know it.
但是还是不知道。
But yet you still do not know it.
所以 Chinese 说耳提，就把耳朵揪起来。
And so,
注意啊。
And the Chinese saying that you lift the ear, you have to hold on and lift the ear to hear it in.
耳提面命。
And then, so that you lift the ear and you look into his face.
告诉他。
And tell him.
这就是圣灵讲七次。
And this is why the Spirit says it seven times.
就是告诉我们，我现在要讲的话是非常非常重要。
That is the words I'm saying to you are very, very important.
你不要跟我说 I know, I know.
Do not say to me, I know, I know, I know.
你也不要跟我说我40年前都已经听过了。
And don't say to me, I heard these words 40 years ago.
圣灵不厌其烦的反复。
The Holy Spirit is not resting, ceasing to repeat these words to us.
就怕我们以为知道而其实不知道。
Lest we think we know, yet we do not know.
我们现在的危机我刚刚说了是什么？
That's what our crisis is. What I've said to you before, what is it?
麻木了。
We are in coma, we are numb.
因为我们这些基督徒什么好道没有听啊？
Now because oh we have heard all these good words
对不对
before.
什么属灵书我们没有买来读啊？
Now we always bought the good spiritual books and read through them.
都是属灵专家。
And so we are all spiritual experts.
所以要我们现代传道人对现代的基督徒传道真是痛苦啊。
And so for the modern day preacher to preach to Christians is a lot of pain.
想有什么东西是新鲜没有听过的能够。早一点出来讲。
Or they have to think of new words, fresh words, how to preach to them.
因为大部分的道你们都听过了。
Because you have heard all these words before.
对不对
？Right?
哪有不知道的呢
？There's nothing that you don't know.
讲传道人一讲读什么圣经，你下面就说哦，我知道了他讲。
Oh, when we turn to the Bible passage to read, you say, oh, I know what he's going to talk about today.
所以我们都是知识丰富，听到经验丰富，可是圣灵还是要对我们一次再一次讲七次。
But
we're 听懂了没有
in information and experts on everything we know, but the Holy Spirit have to say it again and again to us seven times. Do you understand?
注意啊
，Pay attention.
这是主在这个末世要对我们每一个教会所说的话。
This is the word which the Lord will say to all His churches in these last days.
所以盼望我们第一堂。
So in this first time together,
我们知道我们现在所处的特殊时代性
We must know the unique time in which we live in today.
然后也知道这本书信这个启示录对我们现在的重要性
And we must also know the importance of the book of Revelation to us today.
盼望我们一堂一堂过来的时候
So may it be as we have another time together.
我们能够真的听见圣灵要说什么
That we'll truly hear what the Spirit says.
免得我们
Less
在昏睡中
That we're still in our slumber.
求主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow in the word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你实在爱我们。
Indeed, you love us.
你把所有的好处你都赐给我们。
And you have given us all the goodness.
你甚至把你自己爱子都白白的舍给我们。
Even to a point where you freely give us your beloved son.
你为什么这样做
？And why did you do this?
因为你有一个荣耀的旨意要完成。
Because you have a glorious will, what you want done.
你把我们摆在这一个教会里头，因为你就是要借着教会彰显你的作为。
And you have placed us in the church, and that's because through the church you will manifest your work.
主，可是我们在你话语的光中，我们看到自己的短缺。
Yet, Lord, in the light of your word, we see our shortcoming.
我们知道你今天正在震动天，也在震动地。
We know today that you're shaking heaven and earth.
主啊，你要提醒我们。
Lord, you must remind us.
你回来的日子很近了。
That the day of your return draws near.
你要我们醒过来。
You want us to awaken.
你要我们听见你的话。
You want us to hear your word.
你要我们照着去行。
You want us to keep your word.
求你这一次借着讲台，借着圣灵，在我们每一个人心里面。向我们每一个儿女说话。
May it be through the word spoken and through the Holy Spirit you speak to each of your child.
主啊
，Lord，
把我们心中的脂油磨掉。
Remove the fat that is in our heart.
好叫我们听见。
So that we may hear your voice.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.